Live from Owings Mills, another Purple Report by WNST correspondent Luke Jones.
Morgan Moses met with the media at the start of training camp in Owings Mills.
Hey everybody, how y'all guys doing today? Doing great, can't complain.
As a veteran, when the start of training camp, is it still exciting even after this many years?
It's really exciting, man. Obviously, the opportunity to get back to playing football is obviously a great one, but just the changes that we've made as an organization and as a team, it's hard not to get excited, you know, to get to play with Odell and obviously Lamar, Zay Flowers, seeing those guys' connection throughout the offseason, and just being focused and ready to go.
Where's your comfort level from the offense from when we saw you on the field last to playbook in the offseason to now?
You know, obviously it's always a work in progress. You know, going into year 10, I've played in a lot of different offensive schemes, but it's always good to have a challenge to be able to come in and be able to get in something different. I think that allows you to grow, and I'm looking forward to seeing the whole offense grow, just not myself, but the offensive line adapting to the new scheme, Lamar obviously being able to have more hands-on with the play calling and just all the players that we have surrounding him. Just gives us a great deal of talent, and obviously it looks good on paper, but, you know, we got to put it together, and I look forward to doing that.
Morgan, do you expect this offense to be among the faster you've played in or just faster than last year's offense was?
A lot faster. You know, obviously you give, Zay Flowers, seeing him and what an unbelievable rookie he is, man, just to be able to, have him come into mini camp and OTAs, and he already has that mindset of, if you ever had a chance to sit down and talk to him, he has a mindset that he's been in the league already for 3 years. And obviously he's a sponge, you know, he's willing to ask questions, he's willing to soak it up and learn. And obviously when you have a rookie and rookies, and a lot of our rookies are like that, you have a group of rookies coming in and willing to do that, man, the sky's the limit for those guys as well.
So I was actually talking just about the tempo between plays, not necessarily this.
I mean, yeah, that too, you know, obviously, you know, the offense allowing Lamar to check plays and get into little different things that he sees to get us in the right play, just to be able to hit those, you know, those things. You know, obviously we had a little bit of struggle last year, getting out of the huddle a little bit and things like that. So being able to call a lot of stuff at the line of scrimmage and get plays at a high tempo, it's incredible.
Morgan, you're going into year 10, and you've been known as a guy that's always available right now. How much pride do you take into that at this stage in your career?
I mean, you can't make the team in the tubs, man. That's always been the motto, right? So, like you said, going to year 10, but it's just that mindset of not letting your guys down. You know, you got 53 guys that are willing to lay it on the line. You never want to be that guy that's in between, man. So just being ready and being focused and doing everything you can to be sure that you're available, that's always been my motto and my key to my success in my career so far.
Clearly you're excited about some of these new pieces. In terms of the new pieces, the Lamar's being signed here long-term, like how does all of that kind of just affect the energy and the excitement going into this season?
It was a long off season for all of us for a while, you know, but we're here, right? And that's the exciting thing. We got things done. I know everybody's happy to get out there. And, obviously mini camp and OTAs was a snippet of just what you see on offense. And obviously, you know, having a defense that's going into year two of, our defensive coordinator, and they're playing faster. And they have a lot of talent, you know, obviously Ajabo and those guys and Adafe. They're going to challenge us, and that's what you want, right? As a veteran guy, you want to go out there knowing that you're going to be challenged every day so you can raise the bar day by day, and I think we've done that.
And that's my question. I was wondering, what do you see on the other side of the ball with Adafe in year three now, Ajabo coming into year two? You see these guys every day. People wondering where the rush is going to come from. What do you see?
Well, number one is, they have a great teacher, mentor, and Chuck Smith. You look at his resume and the things that he's done over his course of career of coaching and challenging rushers. And you can see it already in OTAs and minicamp, talking ball with those guys and saying, hey, I can see this a mile away, and then I'm changing it like that. And that's the belief of iron sharpens iron, right? So when you can have that effect in your locker room where guys are just trying to get better and sharpen that iron and sharpen that tool, the success is, it's never limited.
This is your second year. Also, the all offensive line, except for left guards, coming back intact. How important is that for an offensive line to have that, and where do you think you guys can take the offensive line this year?
You know, obviously, you know, we have some great veterans, you know, Zeitler, Tyler Linderbaum stepping up off the amazing rookie year. And then, you know, Ronnie coming back, you know, healthy, you know, and you know, he played his butt off for the time that we had him throughout the season. And I know it's a challenge to get back from injuries like that because I've experienced it myself. Just having a full offensive line, you know, and obviously the left guard spot is wide open. But that's the challenge, right? We're challenging those guys to step up, and whoever may take that reign, and we'll bring them along. And that's a part of being a veteran group.
Does your preparation in the offseason change when you go from more of a run-centric offense to more of a passing offense?
Well, not necessarily, because you have to run the ball to set up the pass. You know, even though, you know, we got all these weapons and things like that, you know, you just can't sit out there and throw the ball 40, 50 times. You got to set it up, you know, and that's what the league is about. And, you know, I think, you know, with the skill set that we have the capability to not only, you know, free up some players like Mark Andrews, who, you know, is used to getting double teamed and things like that. Now we have guys that can win one-on-one on the outside. And so that's the beauty of this offense, allowing Lamar to his growth, you know, to keep on growing as a quarterback, but also being able to spread the ball, you know, to the running backs, receivers, and the tight ends as well.
As you watch running backs struggle to get the contracts that they feel they deserve all across the league, as a guy who opens holes for them, and obviously for a tackle can get paid top dollar, running backs less so. What is your perception on what you're seeing, the way that's unfolding?
I mean, I think, you know, you see that kind of creep up every other year for that position, you know. But I would say this, man. Running back is an important position, right, because they carry the ball, you know, and I understand we have Lamar as a runner as well, but just to be able to have that three-headed monster, you know, whether it's running back by committee or you have one superstar guy back there, it takes all 11 to operate on the offense, man. It doesn't take one guy. The offensive line has to do his thing. The quarterback has to get us in the right call, and obviously we have to execute. So whoever may take that role this year, you know, obviously, you know, J.K. Dobbins being healthy, Gus, you know, being healthy, and all the other guys that we have, we just look forward to them stepping up and getting it done.
Morgan, there's a lot of excitement around the Ravens coming into this season with all the additions they've added. Going into, you know, year 10 for you, have you been as optimistic as you are about this season before?
You know, definitely, like I said, man, you know, it looks good on paper. You know, everything looks good on paper, but we have to go out there and execute. And, you know, it's not going to be beautiful every day. It's not going to be, you know, exciting every day. But it's a learning experience for all of us, right, because I don't think any of us played with this amount of talent on this side of the ball before, especially for myself. I can speak for myself. So being able to have a great play caller in Todd Monken and also having Lamar, you know, here and signed up for multiple years, that just gives the offense a little bit more comfort. And so you'll see guys, you know, raise the bar and find their roles in that offensive scheme, and we'll just see how it goes day by day.
What's been your first impression of Salah, the rookie, and what do you say to him as he enters his first training camp?
You know, he's young, athletic, and he's poised to learn. Like, he really wants to learn. You know, he asks questions all the time, and as much time he takes up asking questions in meetings, right? But he asks those questions, and that's what you want for young players to do, you know. And I tell myself, you know, it's a reason I keep on coming back, right, is because, like, I feel like I can still learn the game. And when you have that mindset, man, it's a beautiful thing, man, once you're able to put that ego aside and say, hey, like, I just want to learn football. Whatever way that you guys want me to learn it, I'm going to do that, and I'm going to put my spin on it, and it comes out with a master recipe.
Morgan, this offense last year wasn't very reliant on screens, but we know you're – lead mover in space, Ronnie.
I like that. He's warming me up over here. Okay, keep on.
What are you excited about that dimension of the offense could be with Todd Monken and what he did at Georgia and, you know, putting you guys and I guess much smaller people, you know, out there on the front?
Yeah, you know, obviously, you know, you look at our division, right, and we have top rushers in Myles Garrett, T.J. Watt, and you have to find ways to, like, how can I, you know, slow them up a little bit. So being able to add that to the game definitely controls the rush a little bit more. But also, like I said, man, spreading the ball out and getting your athletes out in space and letting them do their thing is also a beautiful thing too. So being able to open up the offense like that is, I'm looking forward to it. Obviously, like you said, I'm an elite runner. I appreciate that, you know. But just getting out in space and just having fun with it, right? Because, you know, nobody wants to sit there and just hand the ball off and straight drop backs all the time. You got to have some gimmicks to get the guys open and out in space, and that's how you just get the ball. You know, those are cheap, easy yards, we call it. So anytime you can get the ball out in space and get 20, 15 yards, whatever the case is, it's all about moving the sticks forward. So.
Morgan,
All right. Thank you, Morgan.
Appreciate you guys. Yep. Thank you.